Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
That's all your house is? It's a pile of stuff with a cover on it. You see that when you take off in an airplane and you look down and you see everybody's got a little pile of stuff. Everybody's got their own pile of stuff. And when you leave your stuff, you gotta lock it up. Wouldn't want somebody to come by and take some of your stuff.
Yes, George Carlin. And according to him, Americans really like their stuff. But might we be outgrowing that? At least the part where we need to have it all in piles. Companies like Zipcar and Netflix are headlining the new Plays Well With Others model of doing business that has come to value sharing almost as much as your preschool class did. Sharing has been a part of the social network world for years now. We share information on restaurant reviews and exchange music files instead of records. But that mindset is moving to the world of the physical, and it should be changing the way businesses think about their model, according to Lisa Gansky, the author of The Mesh, Why the Future of Business is Sharing. She joins us now. Lisa, welcome to WNYC.
Brian, thank you so much.
How about that term? What is the mesh?
The mesh is a fundamental shift in how we relate to our stuff. I love stuff. As a word, it's affecting our personal lives. It's how we relate to stuff in our communities and also in our businesses. And it's actually powered, at least in part, by these web-enabled devices that we're all dripping with that locate us in time and space and have made finding stuff and access to goods and services less expensive and more convenient in many cases than owning it.
Is this more than give stuff away for free if you're a business at first, because then people get into your product and buy a lot of it?
Yes, it's very different than that. That's the sort of business term for that is freemium. You know, this notion that you kind of it's what we've historically referred to as the drug dealer model, that you give a little away and then you have somebody hooked on your product, and that's far away from the mesh. The mesh is the idea, literally, that the friction has gone out of sharing. And that I think a big part also that has provoked the whole idea and the growth of these companies and this trend is, one, the web-enabled mobile phones, two, the recession, and three, population. And so there's where you have more density, like New York City, sharing is much easier. And it's, in fact, been part of the culture and the really what makes a city a city. So the subway, the taxis, the apartments, the hotels, all of these are share platforms. The mesh enablement of them is the ability to understand who your customer is and what they want in some given moment. So the business models of Sobi bikes and B-cycles or Zipcar and Relay Rides or Get Around, another company that does car sharing, there's a lot of playing with these kinds of models so that, for example, Relay Rides and Get Around have a model where you keep your car, but one of the things that the mesh addresses is more utilization of what you have or what we have. And so Americans use their cars on average 8% of the time. We drive it to work and it sits there all day. And so you could make money from your car while you're at work and it's sitting there, somebody else is using it. There's some issues about insurance, the same way as if you go to Paris for a month and you want somebody to rent out your apartment or, you know, for a week or however you want to do it, there's these services, Roomarama, Airbnb, VRBO, and their platforms, their share platforms for allowing us to take things that we own and just, you know, get more utility and more financial effectiveness out of what we already own.
Do you think this is a cultural as well as an economic shift? I mean, I could think of examples in history where, you know, tenements, if you go to the Lower East Side Tenement Museum in Manhattan, you'll see how people used to share, and immigrants still do it today, share apartments in 8-hour sleeping sessions. So there would be, you know, immigrant workers who would sleep for 8 hours in their apartment. That was their right to the apartment. Then they'd go out for the rest of the day. Somebody would sleep the other 8 hours, then the third 8 hours. That was an economic necessity. Do you think that we're heading toward that again because of hard times, Or is that behind the share your car model, you know, instead of having it sit in the office parking lot all day? Or is this a cultural shift?
I think it's actually my observation, and also, and it's not just in the U.S., it's a global phenomenon that I think that this is the most connected that we have ever been as people. We're connected to more people at once than we've ever been before, and technology has played a big role in that, social networking. And so we have a sense of where people are and what they're, where they're going, and it's easier to coordinate with people. And as you pointed out after your George Carlin bit, that, you know, music, the music industry, for example, has completely changed in the last 10 years because we've gotten really, really good at sharing music and understanding, you know, what that means. Likewise, when you get a Netflix DVD in the mail, you don't wonder who had it before you. And so I think that, you know, when we look at the generation that's at least coming behind me, and I think probably us, we're seeing, you know, young people, for example, they're starting to drive or never driving, but they're starting to drive much later than the generation before them in the United States. And in elsewhere, you know, the relationship that people have to owning things, homes and physical goods like cars, for example, is much less of a rite of passage. The rite of passage is more around access.
So in our last 30 seconds, can you give us another unexpected possible future example? Certainly people are used to sharing hotel rooms. We know somebody slept there the night before. Netflix, like videos before it.
Absolutely.
Rental cars. What's going to be the unexpected one of the future?
I think some things that we're seeing, for example, with commercial buildings, people are getting a lot of value out of roofs, and that's something that we haven't seen. We're going to see the exterior parts of buildings and also buildings itself, the way, for example, co-working is something that's not only about making more efficient financial use of a space, a bunch of people go in together and take a space, but what they're learning is that they actually create communities, and that's been really phenomenal and unexpected for the way that companies get birthed and really interesting ideas come forward. The Brooklyn Grange Farms has an acre of organic farm growing on roofs in Brooklyn. And increasingly, we're going to see the utilization of the things that we already own and have go from being maybe 10 or 20% more towards 50 or 80%. And really interesting models are going to come out of that. And I also think a lot of inspiration.
Lisa Gansky is the author of The Mesh, Why the Future of Business is Sharing. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Brian.
And listeners, thanks for sharing the last couple hours with me. Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Talk to you tomorrow.